Now let's go to our Western correspondent, Matt McGrath, who has the story, the background to the Standards and Public Office Commission findings that two Mayo County councillors contravened a code of conduct for elected representatives. What's the background to this, Pat?
This relates to two councillors in Mayo, Independent Councillor Frank Durkin and Fine Gael Councillor Cyril Burke. And there have been three reports in total published today by the Standards and Public Office Commission. And essentially they have their genesis in contacts between the two councillors in the autumn of 2014. And at the heart of the allegations is a 6.5 hectare site outside Castlebar, which was owned by Councillor Durkin. There were three separate investigations conducted by SIPO into both councillors and also in relation to the Mayo County Council Chief Executive Peter Hines. And it centred on interactions between Councillor Durkin and Councillor Burke, which were initially the subject of an internal County Council investigation, and then they were referred on to the Standards in Public Office Commission.
And what's the nub of the controversy?
This land that was owned at Ahaluski outside Castlebar by Councillor Durkin, in October 2010, a pre-planning inquiry was submitted to Mayo County Council for a nursing home and 20 residential units. Now, that was described as premature because of a lack of public services, because of zoning issues and traffic safety concerns. 4 years later, in 2014, Councillor Durkin submitted two Freedom of Information requests to the council seeking details about the appointment of a senior official. But he subsequently withdrew that request on the 3rd of September. And around that time, he met with Cyril Burke. And the commission found both had contravened the Local Government Act by agreeing that the Freedom of Information requests to the County Council would be withdrawn in the expectation of favourable planning for the Durkin lands. Now, the process focused on a two-month period between September and October 2014, and as part of its detailed investigation, SIPO accessed recordings of telephone calls and meetings between both councillors, as well as a recording of a phone call between Councillor Durkin and Mr. Hines. In one of these calls, Councillor Durkin was heard to seek assurances from Councillor Burke that his lands would be rezoned. He subsequently claimed this was part of an exercise to expose corruption, but SIPO says that phone records don't support this explanation. And they said the evidence of Frank Durkin was unreliable due to many contradictions. He appeared to be solely concerned with his financial position, and his agreement represented a failure to maintain proper standards of integrity. The commission found then, Anya, that Cyril Burke's explanations were unsatisfactory. They were lacking in clarity and consistency. His credibility diminished when he accepted new and different explanations, and he was also found to be in breach of the section in question of the Local Government Act.
And this SIPO investigation, this was held in private, but the findings are clearly, as you're broadcasting them to us, being made public. What's the background to that?
Well, there was an argument made by legal representatives for the Mayo County Council Chief Executive that the final report shouldn't be published. It's the first time an investigation has been held in private, and there were several days of hearings in 2017 and 2018. But counsel for Peter Hines argued the final report shouldn't be published because damage caused to their client would be exacerbated by the publications. But SIPTU found public trust would not be enhanced by keeping these findings private. So as well as making the rulings against the two county councillors, Mr. Hines was alleged to have contravened part 15 of the Local Government Act, but there is no direct evidence of him being involved in any agreement in relation to the subject matter of the alleged contraventions, according to SIPTU, and it says that he is without fault in that regard. But it rejected a request that the complaints be deemed frivolous or vexatious, saying they were contained in a substantive document compiled by Mayo County Council. Now, in a statement this afternoon, Mayo County Council says it notes the findings, which it say totally vindicate the Chief Executive, and says the report will be considered in due course.
Pat McGrath, thank you very much indeed.